Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ten,
nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, two.
Happy New Year! Just struck midnight.
What interesting party we just had that pretty sure we were recording and will go out as an episode.
Oh, Tim, I was smashed.
Yeah, man, that was fucking... Oh, the guests...
I've had so many Bacardi vodkas and tequila.
Bacardi vodkas?
Yep.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Did you enjoy your half a lager?
I must confess, Andy, it was 6/10. It was a little bit more than a half.
I thought I was smashed.
I mean, I feel fucking awful. While we're here... why not just roll straight through and do another episode, just get going with the new year.
Let's talk some movies, Tim.
Welcome
movies.
To the Talking Movies Pictures movie show again. Obviously, we just finished that great bonus episode that's up available. I mean, if it's not, then there's been a terrible grave error.
Someone's fucked up, Tim.
I suspect Craig if it is bad.
If it even is
him, and it will be. So what's the year got in store for us, Andy? Movies?
What's crackling?
I suspect
in 2019. I'll tell you what's crackling in 2019, Tim. It is movies.
Oh, thank God. So they haven't stopped them. Movies, please.
Nope.
Any sequels?
2018 wasn't the last year of the movies. 2019 maybe. We'll have to find out.
Any sequels?
I think we'll probably see one of those part twos.
Part two probably, won't it be?
Yeah. Maybe even a... Oh, God. Dread to think. Part three.
Part three? You're joking. Yep. What about part... Yep. A previous part minus one, part 0.5, part before...
See, Tim, I know you've been in the business of movies for a long time, but you've obviously not come across this term yet, but that is actually what's known in the biz as a prequel.
I think I did say that earlier, but I didn't know what it meant, so who are we getting prequels from this year?
I think we're probably going to get a prequel to Mary Poppins Returned.
Oh, okay, that'd be good.
Fingers crossed.
What would it be, Mary Poppins Leaves?
Probably just Mary Poppins.
Okay, before she returned.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, and see... Where and why she left in the first place.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you've seen Mary Poppins Returns, Tim, but they do tend to allude to prior events, which we don't see in the movie.
Well,
so I can only assume they're setting it up for a prequel.
Well, even the title does, really, because she's returning, and how, you know, otherwise she'd just be turning.
And where was she before? And has she been?
Prequel.
Is she a has-been?
Yeah.
Should she has-been? Is she
and
been?
A prequel,
would she been?
I shouldn't wonder to...
When should
to
she
To Bird
been?
Box. And, you know, before all the shit went down. When it's just, you know, it's all fine.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd like to see a prequel to the Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Apocalypse Before, please.
Well, Apocalypse Not Yet.
Apocalypse when?
Apocalypse, hang on.
Hopefully
not yet.
Never.
Just give it a
never.
Second.
Fingers crossed. Whoop. Is it Apocalypse yet?
Apocalypse won, Ellie.
Apocalypse and Apocalypse Now.
I think it'll be a prequel to A Quiet Place because...
A Loud Place?
Well, yeah, because they didn't have to keep it down quite yet. And yeah. Have you seen Bird Box? Doesn't you think that it's just a big rip-off of Quiet Place?
Oh, I think it's a massive rip-off of Quiet Place.
Because right, in Bird Box, right, is that they can't see the creatures.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
If they look at the creatures, that means that they die. And that's just a rip-off of Quiet Place, because in A Quiet Place, if they hear the creatures, they die. So,
in many ways, though, isn't it completely different in that the opposite to not being able to see is to not be able to hear?
But they can... Well, and you're right, because... Yeah. And that is what happens in A Quiet Place, though, isn't it? Is that they can't...
And
they're
that's
not allowed
completely
to
different.
Hear. They're not allowed to hear the creatures. And if you hear the creatures, you die because of the awful noise they make.
Mm.
And they're like, okay, let's get into a library because then they can't make any noise.
And if they do, there'll be some old lady in the corner going, shh.
Well, they'll have the library card revoked, Andy. And what do these monsters want more than...
£10 fine.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the real Quiet Place.
And the rest.
That is the twist, as you is, yeah. And isn't it just a rip-off?
Oh, I haven't seen Bird Box.
Okay. Picture Medusa, but you can't look at her. So Medusa.
All right, I'm picturing her. I'm looking at her.
But then...
then stop looking at her.
And then they're everywhere. But you, because you can't look...
I can't stop looking at her, Tim.
Okay.
I can't. Why can't
don't picture
why
her.
Why can't I stop looking? No. Tim, I can't move.
Yeah, you've got it. And yeah. Any other prequels? Oh, I get it. He's stone. Yeah, it's turned to stone. Like the Electric Light Orchestra song. Is that about Medusa?
And I'm back.
And you're back. So any of the prequels that you predict?
Did you see Creed 2? Would love to see Creed 1.
Oh, okay.
Where'd that Rocky guy come from?
I'd love to see a prequel where we know who that is and why.
Yeah.
How did he get so old? What happened? I mean, what happened to him that means he's so old now?
Exactly. You only need one movie to explain that. That's all you need.
Yeah, please.
But it's the thing. They just jumped in at the wrong point.
Yeah, it's the Creed before time.
So, Tim, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want some 2019 movie predictions from you.
I thought that's what we were doing, which is the prequels, but fine.
Well, Tim, you did not let me finish. Okay. I want some predictions for death.
Oh, okay. For who's going to... Oh, you want some
who's
going to
die in 2019. What movies are going to die in 2019? And by movies, I mean people in movies.
Yeah. So you want predictions for the In Miriam segment of the Oscars. Who was that guy... the character. Who was the character that Eddie Redmayne played in Theory of Everything?
Oh,
he was getting pretty old by the end of that film, right?
Tesla.
I think he's gonna go. I think he'll be gone.
You think he's gone?
He won't make it to see 2020, and that's it's sad, but it's
dead.
True. I predict now. Have we seen any Marvel movies? Because there's an old guy that's in a lot of those movies, and
Josh Brolin
he will not make it to 2020.
He will not make it, absolutely not.
No, because I mean look at him. I mean, look at the state of him. Who's in
disgusting,
who's in Miriam for you?
I mean, Deadpool, it's in the name. He'll be gone.
He's so funny, Andy. I don't even know if it's... I hope he doesn't die. And, you know, I hope to God that TJ Miller remains in that franchise, you know, because he's such an integral part of that universe.
Now, he's funny.
He seems like a great guy. Do you know what I mean?
This brings me nicely into my next
segment.
He'll make
it in 2019. Huh?
In 2019, yeah. What is the movie star you want to meet the most? TJ Miller aside.
Because
we know that's a given. That's a given.
Movie star I want to meet the most. Who was that guy that played the bad guy in Seven? I can't remember. No, he was a good... I can't remember. Who was the... Let me think of someone who is a really interesting actor that I want to speak to. Who was the guy that played the gnome in Amelie? Ben Affleck, where's he been?
Where has he been? What's he been doing?
What's he up to? Getting more tattoos? I shouldn't wonder. God, they look great. He's my Batman.
Of course he is. He plays Batman.
Yeah, good. Thank Christ. At last. Who's your Batman? So,
do you reckon 2019 is when we finally see a female Batman?
You're the Batman. You know, aside from the Batwoman TV series that they're currently developing, I think it is about time they cast a woman.
I'm not talking about Batwoman. I'm talking about female Batman.
Female Batman. Who's your pick for a female Batman?
As a female Batman, I'd love to see, do you know who I'd love to see as a female Batman?
No.
Michael Keaton.
Playing a female Batman?
Yes, please.
Oh, you know, and because I wonder if, I mean, I don't think it'd be too much of a stretch for him because he played Birdman. And isn't that basically...
Birdman's basically a female Batman.
Yeah, bird means woman. So, and he's kind of... Is it about time we had female Batwoman?
And who would be your pick for the female Batwoman?
Batwoman? I mean, I've got to say Michael Keaton again. I really think he could do it.
He's just so versatile.
He's so versatile that he can play Birdman, female Batman, and female Batwoman. Will he make it through 2019? That's the problem. Will he be Miriam?
What do you base that on?
He's just looking so old now.
Now, Tim, I think we need to be very careful because I think Hollywood's been through a lot of changes in the last 12 months. And I think that going into 2019, I don't want to get to the end of the year and have the world paint us as ageist.
Just to kind of nip that in the bud then, who's your pick to play a really fucking old Batman?
Daniel Radcliffe's unborn child.
Yeah. Conceptually, I think it'd be a good choice.
Who's your choice for a really fucking old female Batman?
Now, I'm going to say someone who I think typically won't be associated with these kind of roles. I think Michael Keaton would be pretty good.
I think either him or he's the guy who plays Beetlejuice.
Tim Curry.
He'd be good.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of work at the moment, as I understand it. I saw Home Alone 2 about 3 times over Christmas, and he was in every one.
He's in it every single time. Who's that guy with the funny hair that he talks to in the hotel lobby?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. How's he getting on?
He's probably fine.
Weren't
I think he's
so,
got a podcast
weren't
now.
Weren't you so happy to see that the only, you know, that everyone's like, oh, he was doing bad and stuff. But then he's managed to reprise his role as Kevin in...
Mm.
Yeah. And all it took was a fuck of a lot
little,
of money from Google.
A little bit of money. Just a little bit.
All it took for him to appear like he was healthy is a fuck of a lot of money from Google.
Oh.
I mean, that's all it takes.
And he looks so healthy, actually.
And I really think that, like... He looks so healthy, Andy. And I really think that, like, people can really learn from that. Is that all you need to get over your demons...
is money.
It's a fuck of a lot of money from Google.
Yeah.
And to just promote a product that's essentially, you know, spying on you in your own home.
I mean, that's how I got happy. Because I got a fuck of a lot of money from Google.
Yeah. What did you have to do in return?
Well, I sued them for spying on me in my own home.
Right. Clever.
And I'm so happy now.
God, he looks so healthy.
But Tim, I mean, 2019,
the listeners
are sat
there losing money from those fucking clickbait adverts.
Why?
You want to see what Macaulay Culkin looks like now? Well, I know.
Well, we know.
I already know now.
Really, really great.
I already fucking know. He looks fucking great, Andy.
So, yeah, not only did it cost them a fuck of a lot of money
Kevin McCallister
to get Macaulay Culkin in there, it's also cost them a fuck of a lot of money.
Clickbait, yeah.
Even a lot of money.
Hey. Kevin McCallister's really grown up. Whew. Eh? Kevin McCallister's sure grown up. Whew.
Have you seen what Kevin McCallister looks like now?
Oh, fucking hunk. And so healthy.
Oh, look at his chest. Oh.
Oh my God. Oh, wouldn't leave him home alone.
Wouldn't mind being Lost in New York with him.
Oh, God, he turns me into a filthy animal. Nah, he looks fucking great, though.
He looks so good, actually. Yeah. Guess money can buy you happiness, because no one that happy looks that healthy.
That's true, actually. Without money, all you have is a film career.
Yeah, and probably gout. Tim, yeah. Do you know what we haven't done in 2019 yet, which the listeners, well, the most listeners are what? Gasping for it?
What?
Marvel News.
Marvel News. Marvel News. Marvel News.
What you got for me, Tim?
Well,
our most important segment.
So, I mean, there's no real... I mean, we've just come off the New Year countdown, Andy, and I've been talking to you the whole time since then.
But I mean, minutes have gone by, Tim. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. They must give me some news, Tim. New Year, new movies. New Year, new Marvel movies.
And I'll just see the Marvel have...
Just give me a taste.
Officially... announced lunchboxes.
What?
Yeah.
So, excuse me, let me get this straight.
Okay.
Marvel has.
I don't know, actually.
Has.
Yeah, it is.
Announced.
Yeah.
Lunchboxes.
Officially. Did you hear?
Because we knew it was coming. We didn't know that it'd be an official announcement. So tell me, Tim, these lunch boxes, they're boxes
not
that
lunch,
you keep for lunch in.
I don't know. It doesn't explain that in the press release.
What does the press release say? Tim, read out the full press release, please.
Okay. It says, heading into the new year of 2019, Marvel are deciding to branch out. Get your infinity appetite satisfied with the lunchbox.
I mean, Tim, you should have said all that at the start.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's... You left out all the information.
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, you're right. It's clear now, isn't it?
So, Tim, tell me, these lunchboxes...
Yeah. Well, it just says lunchbox. I don't know how many there are.
This lunchbox...
Yeah.
...is a box that you put lunch in.
I don't know, Andy.
Soup?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know what it's for.
Pudding? Half a banana.
It's not telling me. It's just...
Cheese and biscuits.
I don't even know.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Whole lunchbox full of Rice Krispies.
I think you can put... as far as I know, you can put Marvel in it.
And then have Marvel for lunch.
I don't know. I really don't know.
And how much will this lunchbox cost?
It's
one-of-a-kind lunchbox.
This one lunchbox, it's a limited run. As you said, it's one lunchbox. It doesn't say. It just says official lunchbox.
Get yours now. Right, Tim, I think our guest has been waiting in the wings for long enough now. Are you ready to bring him in so we can have a little chatette with him?
Whoops.
What?
I'm late.
for what?
Whoops. Oops. Look at the time.
Yeah.
Spa appointment.
It's like 12 minutes past midnight.
Whoops.
Give or take.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to head into this new year right and get myself all sparred up.
You going to the gym?
Nope, going for a massage.
What?
Yep.
Oh, say no more.
Okay. Whoops, off I go. Bye.
Bye, Tim. All right, listeners, after the break, we've got our guest in. Is he a movie? Is he a director? Is he a movie writer? Or is he just... a movie. Find out after the break. Don't touch that dial.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome back to the Talking Movies Pictures Movies Show. I am still your host, Andy Price, but your other host, Tim Goodings, has popped off to get his rocks off. But here in the studio with me today, I have our first guest of 2019. Good morning?
Hi.
It's morning.
Yeah.
Hello. It's good of you to come in.
Thanks
for coming on the show.
No problem.
So Tim had all the notes and he took them with him to do whatever he's got to do. Could you just tell me a bit about yourself?
My name's Daniel.
Daniel
Treasurer.
Hello, Daniel Treasurer.
You've probably heard of me already. Just Google me if you want to know. You've probably heard of me already.
I'm just going to Google you really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't.
Maybe YouTube. That's probably where you can see all my stuff.
YouTube.com.
I've
got a Daniel Fairclough, treasurer at Barclays International, LinkedIn.com. Is that you?
No, it's Daniel Treasurer.
Daniel Treasurer. I've got Treasurer and Controller's Desk Book by Daniel L. Gotthilf on Amazon.co.uk.
Okay, so my YouTube username is TreasureChest420.
TreasureChest420.
Yeah.
Okay, this is more like it. All right. Well, do you want to talk me through some of these? What do you call them?
So these are like my fucking. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I swear?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't want to. So they're like my songs that I do on YouTube and just, you know, with my fans, and I just kind of make people happy with my songs.
Your songs.
My songs.
It's awkward. This isn't a music podcast.
No, I know.
Podcast. This is a movie podcast.
I'm in a movie.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is this, you a budding actor? Is this your first movie?
It's my first movie, kind of. I had a little tiny role in Three Men and a Baby. I was a little baby.
You were the baby from Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah. I think the timeline works out on that. I am 14.
You think Three Men and a Baby came out in 2005?
No, probably not. Maybe I... When was the sequel?
Well, you tell me. You
maybe I was
paycheck.
In Look Who's Talking Now or something. Anyway, so I was a little kid, and but that's not it doesn't count. You won't find it on my IMDb.
Sorry, Look Who's Talking Now is actually older than Three Men and a Baby. I don't want to poke holes in your career or anything, but it's
okay. Alright, listen, I've never been in a movie before. I just wanted to sound like I knew what I was talking about. But it doesn't matter. This movie is about me.
You think revealing to me that you were a baby in a movie would make me think that you knew what you were talking about when it comes to movies?
Well, it would mean I've
been
in the industry my whole life. And I kind of feel like I have, because I kind of feel like this is where I belong and this is what I'm all about. So I love my fans and I'm in a movie.
And can you, this latest video that you've uploaded here, can you just talk me through that, please?
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit confused.
Yeah. So it's, which is the latest one? I'm not sure what the most recent one is. What's it called?
So the thumbnail is just kind of it's basically a thumbnail. It's an image of a plate with bacon, eggs, mushrooms, and sausages, and a really kind of, I'd say almost two small portions of baked beans
on
the plate.
That's my new song.
And it just says...
That's my new song called Breakfast Baby. And,
right, okay.
And it's one of my first original songs. A lot of what I've been doing has been covers, and I've been branching out. Anyway, that's why I've become so big and successful, and that's why I've got a movie coming out about my life and what I've done.
Who are you making this movie with?
Who am I? Well, I'm playing myself, and Jim Carrey plays my dad.
You're in a movie with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
What kind of movie were you making here?
It's a biopic. It's about my life.
It's a biopic about you.
Yeah.
As a YouTuber.
Yeah, it's about my life. I've become so huge and how it's changed my life. But it's, you know,
what's happening with Hollywood?
God
is making biopics of 14-year-old YouTubers.
Yeah, God has blessed me. I love my fans, and it's just because I've been working so hard, and you know, it's just about that. Jim Carrey plays my dad.
Your movie's about your fans. It's not about you. It's a biopic about your fans.
No, I love my fans. I'm just saying I love my fans. It's about me. Amy Adams plays my mom.
You've got these A-listers as playing your parents in a movie about your life. All right, just tell me about your life.
Yeah.
Okay, so, where did you grow up?
Well, you'll find out in the movie, but I grew up West Virginia.
Take me home.
You can tell by my accent that I'm clearly from West Virginia.
I live
in California now because my movie and my music career has kind of been taking off. It's kind of crazy. I love my fans. And so they just kind of latched on, these movie guys, and were like, wow, you're just a fucking rocket train straight to the moon. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't swear.
How do your fans feel about the swearing?
They don't like it. I know that my Lord Jesus Christ will not be happy about it, I'm going to go to confession straight after this, and that'll be fine. Anyway,
okay.
Breakfast Baby is a song about how I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. because I'm just so hashtag blessed, and I can't wait to talk to my baby on the phone. Obviously, she hasn't slept over. I'm not old enough yet. And my parents would know. I would never do that. But I phone up Uber Eats, and I get breakfast delivered to my baby. So she gets breakfast in bed, even though we can't live together because I'm too young. But I love my fans.
Sure. And can we just go back a little bit to your start of your YouTube career then? Because I think we need to understand where you've come from and how you've managed to get up. Because I don't know, maybe I'm getting old. It's 2019 now. I'm at least 70. But tell me, what's the first video you uploaded to YouTube?
The first video I uploaded was, I was trying to start a vlog, and I was kind of talking about high school and this kid that I was bullying and how kind of funny and hilarious it was. And just all the girls that I like and my favorite memes. And Fortnite.
Whoa. I have a question.
Yeah. Fortnite? Oh, Fortnite's a video game.
No, that wasn't my question.
Okay.
What's a vlog?
It's short for video blog, which is short for video weblog, which is where you just kind of get on mic, and you just kind of share your thoughts with all your fans. I love my fans.
And what was your first thought?
I told you it was all about
bullying someone.
Because I was bullying and the girls.
Who were you bullying? You were
Fortnite.
Bullying girls.
No, I was talking about kids I bullied, and I was also talking about the girls that I like and Fortnite.
So how long ago did you upload this?
This was a couple of months ago.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
You were bullying someone as a 14-year-old in high school, and now you have a Hollywood movie where Jim Carrey plays your dad and Amy Adams plays your mum.
Bullying doesn't mean what you think it means. It's kind of changed now. It's kind of more about, you know, how you behave and whether that's cool or not.
Yeah, it was always about how you behave and whether it's cool or not. And it's not cool to bully people.
No, it's...
Daniel.
What?
You're not supposed to bully people. That's cruel. It's mean. You should not have this Hollywood movie.
Look, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking kidding, man. Oh, so sorry for swearing.
I mean, you shouldn't joke about these things. It's not funny.
I'm so sorry. There's people out there
being bullied every day.
Listen, I can say that I'm kidding because my dad is being played by Jim Carrey in the movie, and he literally has a show called Kidding, so whatever, man.
So what you're saying is you're responsible for Jim Carrey's typecasting?
What? No, I'm saying he is kidding. That's his whole thing. So I've got to be like, he's basically my new Hollywood dad.
Have you started filming yet?
We're shooting. I'm learning so many new terms. We're shooting right now. I have my own trailer. I'm getting the dailies. There's a lot of takes. I have a stand-in. See, I've learned so many new words.
Who's your stand-in?
My stand-in is Macaulay Culkin. Have you seen him, by the way? He looks so good now.
He looks so good. Have you seen him in the Google Home adverts? He looks so healthy.
Oh, no, I just saw him on set. I haven't seen the Google Home adverts. Oh.
So you've got a 39-year-old man playing a 14-year-old boy standing. Can you explain to me why you look so old?
I don't look old. The stand-in is only... You only see the back of his head. Do you understand how movies work, old man?
Well, I like to... Hey.
You don't need to see his face. He's not...
Hey,
like
look. What have I told you about bullying? This... in Hollywood now, there's cool. going to... I can see it coming. There's going to be...
Well,
there's
going to
be a movement against ageism. Don't find yourself on the wrong side of that when you're just starting in the industry. That's the advice I can give you as an older man to a young boy.
I don't think that you should be... emphasizing the fact that you're an older man talking to a young boy when you're discussing the industry. That's actually not cool at the moment.
Hey, you came on my podcast. Like, I can't help
I was told there would be at least two responsible adults here, and now it's just you and me in the same room.
Well, I mean, that's not
and
my fault.
It sounds
that's
like
because...
the other guy went to get a kind of massage.
Yeah, he went to get a...
That's not okay, man.
That is fine. That is fine. You get massages all the time. It helps get rid of the knots in your...
Okay. Anyway, I love my fans. So, what do you want to know? The movie is going well. Yeah, so Jim Carrey
is my dad. So, tell me, when the movie's set, is it from the year of your birth up till now? Start from the moment of fame up until now, so the last 2 months?
Yeah, so it's kind of set from a little bit... kind of flashback sequence to... my childhood, but most of the movie takes place from when I uploaded my first video, and just the kind of the word that's been being thrown
the video
around
when
a
you
lot
started
is meteoric.
People.
It's meteoric, the rise to fame. It's kind of like that. So
the movie starts with a scene where you're uploading a video about you bullying someone at school.
I mean, literally, the first scene is the actual video. You know, because then we don't have to reshoot it because I already did some of the work and we're saving a bit of money that way.
How many of your videos appear in the film just as themselves?
Well, I think the runtime for the movie is something like 90 to 100 minutes.
Sure, yeah, regular
and
movie length.
I have about 10 videos up on my channel, which is Treasure Chest 420. And they're all about 10 minutes each because I give a little kind of spiel before and after the songs to explain my inspiration for them. Even if some of them are covers, I still kind of get inspired as to why I want to cover that song.
That first video that you uploaded, was that a video of you bullying someone, or was it a video
no,
of
it
you
was just
singing
a vlog,
a
man. I wasn't. I didn't do a song in the first video. I kind of hadn't really... been inspired by our Lord Jesus Christ yet.
Right, sure, okay.
I love my fans.
Did you stop bullying after you learned the
I was never bullying. That was just me kidding. I would never bully. My pastor says never to bully. I love my fans.
So you're just like goofing off.
I was goofing off. Oh man, that's so, yeah, that's fucking spot on, man. I was goofing off. But all the stuff about the girls that I like and all the stuff about Fortnite, that's all true. I wasn't kidding about that.
Daniel, can I just stop you there? We've got 10 videos from Call your vlog that you're playing in entirety in this movie of yours. Yeah. And there's 10 of them, and they're all 10 minutes. So that's the 100-minute running time. It's just videos from your blog. Where does Jim Carrey come into this?
Maybe they're closer to like 9 minutes. But I'm pretty sure that there's some room for Jim Carrey and Amy Adams in the movie. I don't want you to come away from this interview thinking that it's just like a compilation of my YouTube videos.
Tell me what it is.
It's a kind of supercut of all of my YouTube videos. And
what's the difference between supercut and compilation?
Well, a compilation would be all of the videos stacked end to end, start to finish. But a supercut has kind of suggestion of editing. So there would be like you get rid of some of all of the jokes that I was making about all the kids that I said I bullied, which is not true, and other stuff that maybe wouldn't be so great in the movie.
So you're taking all the negative stuff that shows you for the true person that you are.
Yeah,
have taken it out of the movie and then released it and gone. This is a biopic about me, but it's taken out all your bad points.
Well, I have actually been forgiven for all of the bad things that I did.
Who forgave you?
Thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Have the kids that you bullied forgiven you?
I'm pretty sure I told you that was not true. I did not bully anyone. That was me kidding. Which I believe is a new show on HBO starring Jim Carrey.
Right. Okay. This might not. Why do you keep referencing his show?
Because the title is pretty clever, don't you think?
Why is it clever?
Because he's kidding. And he works with kids in the show. Anyway, this is my arrival into the world of entertainment. My mom is played by Amy Adams.
Were you involved in the casting process at all? How did you get Amy Adams and Jim Carrey?
I was pretty vocal that I wanted to play myself. So from that aspect, the movie really wouldn't exist without me.
I mean,
you have to
because you took it from your YouTube video channel.
Yeah, that's what I said. Exactly. That's what I said.
Who did you say this to?
To the producer that came around my house and talked to my mom and dad with my agent. About the idea of doing a movie about me. I love my fans.
So tell me more about this producer.
Well, I don't remember.
What's their name?
Huh? The producer? Oh, man. I think his name was like Caden or something. I don't really. I only spoke to him that one time. But he kind of got the whole ball rolling, and I didn't explicitly say I wanted Jim Carrey or Amy Adams, but they kind of said, hey, these guys kind of need to be seen at the moment, and they have some shows coming out, and they really want to, you know, show how much they're kidding and how much...
What's Amy Adams got to do with kidding?
Oh, no, but she wanted... So they said that for Jim Carrey, he wants people to know that he's just kidding, and... Amy Adams wants people to know that she's really good with sharp objects.
What's sharp objects got to do with it?
That's a fucking TV show she was in, man.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I guess I'm a little bit too busy to be sitting around all day making vlogs and watching
and it's
movies
all, it's
and TV.
The movie's about my arrival into the entertainment industry, and that's her movie.
So I think really, like, as much as I appreciate Daniel, you coming on this show,
What's your problem, man?
What do you mean?
You're really fucking shitting on my movie, and like, do you have a movie? I don't think so. I'm actually not sure.
Well, I've actually been in a few documentaries, but that's by the by.
Yeah, well, that's not. I mean, that's just fucking real life. That's not the same. Mine's
you're saying
a
this
biopic
is not real life
about my life.
You're saying that a biopic based on YouTube videos that you've made about your life is not real
acting.
Life.
Yeah, I'm actually acting in the movie, and so is Jim Carrey. He's not.
So you're
my
saying
dad.
You're only acting as a bully.
Jim Carrey is not my dad. Okay.
Well, yes, I don't imagine that he
Listen,
is.
I am not related to anyone famous. I got to where I am because of how great I am at what I do, and thanks to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right, sure, okay.
I'm not Jim Carrey's illegitimate son.
I mean, I both saw it coming, yet didn't say anything.
What did you see coming? I'm not. I don't even know the guy. My last name's Treasure, and that's so real. And you
hang
can
on.
Check.
He's
My
in the movie,
YouTube
but you don't
name
know
is Treasure Chest 420, huh?
So you've never met him. You don't know him, but he's
I've
in
met him
movie.
On set.
But you don't know him.
I don't know the guy.
What did he say when he met you?
What did he say? He said, oh, this is the kid? Wow. He's really grown.
Since when?
Well, I guess they showed him my first YouTube clip from 2 months ago.
Have you grown since then?
Yeah, I've been shooting up. I don't mean that in a drugs way.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ would not be happy with you.
No, Jesus Christ. I love my fans.
What have your fans said about the fact that you've made a movie?
All of the YouTube comments that I have been shown, have been allowed to see, have been really positive. They're really excited to get to see all of the YouTube videos with this slightly different framing narrative around it. And, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of the shots done. It's been, what's the word, tested? It's been testing really well. They've been testing it mostly among my subscribers.
Right.
Is that
sensible?
Huh?
Who was in charge of the testing then? That doesn't seem like a sensible way to do a movie that you presumably want a wider audience for.
Morgan Spurlock is the director, and he was in charge of the testing.
Morgan Spurlock was the director, the guy that did the
Super
Size Fast
Me.
Food movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and also the... and he did that fucking ad placement movie.
How did
and
he
was accused
get...
of sexual assault a couple of years ago.
Right, so that's how you got him to do this movie.
I didn't get him. He came to my house and was like, oh, yeah, it was him. I remember now. It wasn't the producer. It was Morgan Spurlock.
Sure, okay, right.
And he was like, hey, guys, I really need to be seen. And also, Jim Carrey needs people to know that he's kidding. And Amy Adams is like, hey, I'm okay with sharp objects. It's just a TV show. And
what sharp objects got to do with your film?
Well, I mean, people are saying I'm actually pretty sharp for my age, and all of the cool barbs that I come out with about being a bully, which is not true. I was just kidding.
Like Jim, like father, like son.
He's not my real dad. He just plays my dad.
Sure, but you did. You're very okay. Fine. Okay, fine. Can you talk me through one of Jim Carrey's scenes, if indeed there are even more than one?
Yeah. So, the like main scene that he's in of all of them is one of the kind of flashback scenes where I'm a little kid, and it's about how my parents found me on their doorstep when I was little, So Jim Carrey plays my dad in the movie. He kind of opens the door and he's like, oh, look, little baby. It's called Dan Treasure. And they take me.
Wait, so he gave you a new surname?
No, their surname was Treasure, obviously. And they took me in. And as they did that, they kind of saw that that big van that looks like a dog from Dumb and Dumber driving away.
The Shaggin' Wagon.
Sure. And weirdly, Jim does play the guy that dropped me off as a baby in the movie, but with longer hair.
Wait, what? Jim Carrey played the guy that dropped you off in the movie, but also
he doubled up on the role.
Wow.
Yeah, to save money, he's kind of his own stand-in.
Right. Sure. Okay. Fine. And then what? Then what happens?
Well, I mean, you got to see the movie, man. But basically then it's just kind of super cut of some home movies of me learning to walk and getting my first guitar, which was about 3 months ago. and then, you know, my fucking YouTube videos, and then my book deal, and my album deal, and my first music video, and the concert tour that's coming up.
Right, okay. In many ways, is this not just a feature-length trailer for your concert tour, then?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you have a trailer for, like, a music tour, but basically, yeah.
All right, great. Well, it's so... Hang on,
what do you
want
to know, man? You seem really skeptical about this whole thing. This is new media.
All right,
okay?
I'll tell you
this
what I want to know. I'll tell you what I want to know. From what you've told me, you are telling me that your real dad...
Yeah, I love my fans.
Your real dad is...
I don't know my real dad, okay?
Your real... But from what you've told me in the movie, which you said is a biopic, you're basically saying that your dad is Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber, played by Jim Carrey.
He's not a real guy.
Sure. So who's your real dad?
I don't know, man. I just know. All I know is that what
Jim
my dad...
Jim Carrey fits into it at every point.
No. Well, is that in real life, what my dad told me is that when I was dropped on the front door in my little bassinet, that they saw the dog van from the Dumb and Dumber movie driving away.
Right. So your real dad could... be Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I never met the guy, but he's great in the newsroom.
He is great in the newsroom. Have you thought about asking Jim for an intro?
Oh, to Jeff? Why, do they know each other?
Yeah, they were both in Dumb and Dumber.
I guess. I haven't seen it.
So you haven't seen Jim Carrey since the shooting of this movie. Do you reckon he'll be at the premiere? Is there a
premiere? No, I mean, I haven't seen the movie Dumb and Dumber. I've seen Jim Lowe's. He's been like a father figure to me since we started working together.
How so?
Well, he plays my dad in the movie, which I think I already explained, you fucking dumbass. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
Jesus, forgive me.
That's so rude.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I feel like
actually, I was just forgiven for it, and so it didn't really happen.
Who forgave you for it?
Yeah, huh? Oh, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one being bullied. He doesn't have the right to forgive you.
Only God can judge me, okay?
No, I'm judging you.
You're not my personal Savior. Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, my Lord.
I'm still judging you.
Okay, well, then God will judge you because you can't judge other people.
I'll judge him right back.
And Jim Carrey was like a father figure to me in that he took me to some baseball games and... he taught me some really great ideas for physical comedy.
So he gave you pocket
and said, hey, make sure that if you do physical comedy, you do most of it while you're young. Because if you keep doing it into your 50s, you'll kind of start to look weird and desperate.
Sure. And are you going to take that advice?
Yeah, I'm going to do some real cool movies.
Right. So what have you got coming up then?
I don't know yet. I mean, I want to see how this one goes. I've got a concert tour coming up. My book's coming out pretty soon.
No, we don't. I'm going to keep up with my podcast, YouTube channel. No, that's really Treasure Chest 420. I think it's a waste of time. No one's interested in that.
Okay. Well, then why did you have me on?
Well, it's a good question because I saw that you were in a movie with Jim Carrey and Amy Adams, and we can't get them on the podcast because they're, you know, hot stuff, big celebrities, big names. So we have to go with the third build of the movie.
I can try and get Jim on here if you want. He listens to me. We've got a good relationship. He's kind of like a father figure to me.
Can you get him on right now?
No, he's in L.A.
You live in L.A., don't you?
I live there, but I'm in the fucking studio with you now, man. He didn't come on the press tour with me for the movie.
Why? Because he doesn't believe in the movie enough. Did you not have that built into his contract that he had to be on the press tour?
He's on in America. He didn't come to the UK for the press tour. He's just over there. And he's working on his new show, Kidding.
Why are you so keen to promote his TV show?
It's a great show, and it's a really smart title.
Why is it smart?
He's a cool guy. Because he works with kids in the movie, and he's like, kidding.
Do you wish that you were on the TV show?
Yeah, man. I mean, he works with kids in the fucking show. I'm so sorry for swearing.
Does it make you feel sad that he works with
other kids?
I'm not sad.
It just means it's good. It means I know there's an opening for me next season, probably.
Do you think he has a better relationship with the kids in Kidding than
fuck
you?
No.
Why
no,
not?
No, they don't know Tim like I know him. I'm so sorry for swearing.
But the thing is, like the movie that you did, if he was only in a handful of scenes, he was probably only there for a few days. Whereas he's
working
weeks
on
end with these other kids.
I don't know about that, but we hung out a lot during the making of this movie, and we continue to hang out a lot. And he's taking me to some baseball games. And
sure, have you been to any of these baseball games yet?
He got me tickets. I mean, I haven't. I don't really get it, but like, I kind of know what it is.
What, baseball?
Yeah, it's America's pastime.
Do you reckon you guys will do another movie at any point?
Yeah, so they're working on that right now, alongside this one, which is going to take me and it's going to chronicle the next kind of year of my life, which will be my tour and my book that's coming out and this movie that's coming out. So it'll kind of be about, you know, what happens after the first movie comes out and the making of the second one.
I've got an idea for what you could do for you for another movie.
Oh, that's great. Why don't you talk to my agent about that after?
No, I'm not trying to pitch you. I'm trying to help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I thought...
I love my fans.
I know you do.
Yeah.
What I was thinking was you could, because you still don't know who your real dad is, you could make a documentary about finding out
who your real dad is. Well, I think it might be Jeff Daniels, but I don't really know.
Yeah, well, maybe you could do something about that. Maybe Jim Carrey will appear in that somehow.
Oh,
maybe you could find a role for him.
That's a pretty good idea. Yeah. Like, has Jeff Daniels been in any movies where, like, we could do a kind of pun on the title of the movie about finding your dad or your father or something? Dad and dad are, I don't know.
Dad and dad. The dad room.
The dad.
I think we're probably focusing on the wrong guy here. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
The wrong guy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that a Jeff Daniels movie?
Maybe you could name your documentary, don't know, something like Ace Ventura Pet Dad Detective.
I don't think Jeff Daniels was in that movie.
No, that's what I mean. He wasn't.
Oh. Oh, my God. I just found that Jeff Daniels was in a TV show called Godless.
Yeah.
I'm kind of not okay with that. I really hope this guy is not my real father.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Do you know about the movie A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, I think Jim was actually in that one. It's kind of about a mean guy, right?
Sure, but that came good in the end, that repented. Perhaps a certain boy that was once a bully and has now attempted to make amends.
So you think I should play Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? I don't really get that.
I think I'm just trying to draw parallels between the journeys that maybe perhaps you and your dad Jim Carrey has been on.
No, he plays my dad. Listen, I know that you're trying to get into the headspace of the movie, but like, he plays my dad in the movie.
Sure. But
he's
when
been like a
you know,
buddy has
you know,
been like a father.
When
to
you
me.
Keep telling me about his TV show Kidding,
yeah, he's kidding, man. Kidding. He's like totally kidding.
I feel like he's perhaps joked about being your dad, but then just goes, "Hey, I'm kidding."
Kidding.
You know,
he
like
is kidding,
show.
And that's the show he's in.
I'm
yeah.
wondering
he says
if
that a
maybe
lot.
He's not
like,
kidding.
You think that he's not kidding?
Yeah, he might.
No,
not
he
be
is.
Kidding.
He is kidding. He is the show. Is there any games that you like to play with guests or anything else you want to ask me? I gotta go soon.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do.
Yeah, please.
Is close this out. You could give us a taster of some of the songs you could do. Maybe sing a song that appears in the movie. Something to do with maybe some
birthday
of your scenes
baby?
With Jim.
Yeah, Birthday Baby. It's the you said it was the most recent song you saw on my YouTube channel.
It was actually Breakfast Baby.
Oh, yeah, Breakfast Baby, which is the video you said was the most recent song you saw on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Breakfast Baby. Can you just remind me what... I haven't got my laptop or anything. I'm not allowed screens at this time of day. Can you tell me what what the picture is on the thumbnail? I can't remember.
It was a picture of... Of a full English breakfast, essentially.
A picture of
sausages,
breakfast.
eggs, bacon, not enough beans.
Not enough beans?
Yeah, not enough beans.
What do you mean?
There is a very small amount of beans in the picture.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if you know, but my breakfast baby is actually kind of trying to lose weight right now.
Okay, fine.
So she's kind of controlling her portions, and I don't think you should really ridicule her for that.
Okay. All right. Breakfast Baby by Daniel Treasurer.
Yeah. Treasure Chest 420.
Yeah. You're my breakfast baby. Oh, yeah. Gonna get you breakfast in bed, 'cause you're putting on weight, but I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna body shame you or tell you that you're getting fat. You're my breakfast baby, oh yeah, but I'll give you portion control. Not gonna make you eat too many beans. Don't wanna see your fat rolls.
Oh dear.
I can't live with you, 'cause I'm only 14. But I can send you a portion control pile of beans. Breakfast, baby. So that's what I remember of Breakfast Baby.
Right, great. Yeah. And so the movie's just a whole shit ton of that.
No, I mean, that song only plays a couple times in the movie.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's also like all of my other videos that I've done. And
are there any songs that play over the scenes with Jim Carrey?
Any songs that play... Oh, yeah. Well, like, for example... obviously, we have Breakfast Baby, which you see the video for. And then in the first scene of the movie, I come downstairs after recording Breakfast Baby. And my dad is making breakfast. And so I sing him Breakfast Baby.
Right. Okay. And what like about... Again. Right, okay. And what, again, what about when Amy Adams turns up?
Well, then she's like, hey, Dad, it was my turn to make breakfast. Why did you make breakfast for Dan? So she also makes me some breakfast. And then my dad is like, hey, did you hear his new song? He played it for me when I made him breakfast. And then my mom's like, oh, wait, I'm making him breakfast. Hey, Dan, will you play the song? And then I actually do.
Okay, fine. Well, so,
I guess it shows up like three times then in the movie.
Sure. Thank you for coming in, Daniel Treasure.
No problem.
If you could play us out,
having me.
If you could play us out with the song that you play over the end credits of your movie, that would be lovely.
Oh, sure. It's no problem. I'm always sitting right in front of my piano. I don't have to move or anything. Yeah. You're my breakfast baby. Oh yeah. Gonna make you breakfast remotely. Do you want me to keep singing like the whole time, or are we fading out or what?
If you just keep going, I'll pick the best place to fade out.
That's cool. I love my fans. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna give you portion control, 'cause I don't want you to get more fat rolls. You're my breakfast baby, Dan Treasure. On YouTube is Treasure Chest 420, and I'm gonna make you breakfast, but not make you so much plenty. Yeah.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.